Ever notice how you come across somebody once in a while that you shouldn't have fucked with? That's me.
My tulips! You dick.
Ain't you them kids that have been whacking off in my tool shed?
Dude, there is an epidemic of gold-digging whores in this country.
Yeah, Mr. White. Yes, science.
They trying to tell us that deep inside, we all wants to be white.
Well, isn't that true?
In Gaffney, we had our own brand of diplomacy. Shake with your right hand, but hold a rock in your left.
Because you look like Freddy Krueger face fucking topographical map of Utah.
So what do you think about homies over homies?
Is that something at Denny's?
Victims. Aren't we all?
Tell you what, how about I give you three good pictures? If you get one, I'll answer your question.
Where?
Right there is good.
You got a bat?
Of course I got a bat. What do you think, I'm a fag?
Disappointed!
Hello! My name is Cole Wise, and welcome to Comic Can Koozie,
your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, nerdy needs, and kitschy comedy. I've never introduced a podcast like that before, and that's probably the way to do it so people know what the fuck to listen for. And we are drinking boxed wine like bitches.
That's right.
Bitches be crazy.
I'm drinking Coors Original. What is your name, bitches?
I'm Taylor Billings.
What are you doing?
Oops, sorry.
And what is your name?
Watching videos.
I wanted to play a little song to our wine drinking.
What's your name?
You haven't heard this?
What is your name?
Same.
Oh, Elijah Kirby.
Hey, Elijah.
So,
welcome back.
I'm Cole Wise, that's Taylor Billings, that's Elijah Kirby.
Welcome back to the hot seat. How does it feel?
Pretty good, actually.
How was the cramping trip?
I did not go to, what was it, Brokeback Mountain, you said?
I think that's what I said.
Sure that's what you said.
No, I know that's what I said, but like, I was almost positive that was pretty much all of Montana was,
Right, it was Montana, but, I did, spit my hand and then use it as lube and banged a cowboy up there. It was crazy. Yeah.
Nancy's a cowboy?
No, there was a different guy up there. Right. Yeah, it was a crazy trip.
Nancy's
like,
a guy. Jeez. Well, that's cool.
Camped in the mountains and drove through Wyoming. You were talking shit about Wyoming,
they
but
fucking suck a
that
dick.
Was a cool ass drive. We have had no mountains.
We've had no downloads ever in Wyoming.
Good,
so we can talk as much shit as we want to.
Well, we will now because I drove through there. I was just throwing cards out the window.
Are you serious? Are you being serious about this drive? You liked it?
Yeah. Yeah,
I hate it. Wyoming's nice a decent drive. You see antelope all over the place.
I don't know which way you take, but I went from like Billings to South Dakota.
You know, Wyoming does have a little bit of the national park there, don't they?
Right.
Quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
You know what? Fine. I'll give them that.
Have you gone through Sheridan? That looks
Sheridan's
like a cool
a nice
ass town. Yeah.
Nah, I've never been there.
Well,
I just remember getting extremely fucking drunk at like some. Microbrewery there?
Right.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Sweet.
I climbed a mountain.
Yeah.
Took this like 3
so who carried
mile
you up there?
Hike.
Who carried you
I
up
had
there?
I stop a lot.
Mr.
Yeah.
I can't walk 6 blocks without bitching. Who carried you up?
At Comic-Con, right. Oh, man. Yeah, it was rough.
Was it worth it?
It was totally worth it because there was a lake on top of the mountain.
Was it cold?
It was. It was nice and cold, and like I got in a little bit, and I drank the water, and there was snow up there. I ate snow. Tasted like shit, but, you know, I ate it.
That was not snow, dude. That was an actual
snow
turn.
Snow normally does not taste like shit.
Oh.
Shit tastes like
I guess
shit.
It's not brown either. That's weird. Yeah, and then on the way, like, in Montana, we're getting close to one of our sites, and Nancy... some reason was just pointing stuff out, and then she pointed out a Subway, and I was like, ooh, Subway. And like,
the restaurant?
Ended up,
the
yeah,
restaurant.
Just a Subway. Right, okay. Right.
And I'm in an underground train.
Then when I look back in front of me, I'm swerving toward a cop car head on, and I swerve over, and then the cop car like instantly lights, whips around, pulls me over. I'm like, shit. and just kind of shaking. And
you weren't happening to be doing anything illegal in the car, were you?
No, I definitely wasn't.
Oh, okay.
And
I believe you,
right? And
but my Tommy gun don't.
And yeah, and then he comes up and he's like, "So what was that about?"
I was like,
"It's my phone. Like, I'm trying to go on Google Maps here and tell me where to go." And
you told this cop that while you're driving,
right? Yeah, I was like, "Jeez." I don't know. He gave me a warning.
I don't know if it's like the Wild West out there, but I think here.
Well, I didn't want to be like, "Oh, yeah, I saw the subway over there and I got excited."
Well, that's like, less illegal. It's less illegal.
They don't have subway where I come from.
I thought it was a subway station.
Jeez.
So, while you were gone out of town, I was feeding your cats, and Taylor, I don't know if I told you this, but
maybe
the last day when while he was driving back, I was driving down to the dollar store to buy whoopee cushions and down to the fireworks stand to buy those fireworks that you pull apart and they blow up. So I tied up these fireworks all over his place. Like, I tied him to, like, the fridge. He's seen that one. I knew he'd see that one.
Yeah.
But I tied him.
I saw it, and I just liked it.
I tied him to the inside of the kitchen cabinet, and I tied him to the bathroom cabinet. Well, they were kind of cheap, so the one when the kitchen cabinet, when they opened the kitchen cabinet, they didn't even realize it was there because it just didn't go off.
Okay.
But Elijah's like, "So, Nancy found one of your firecrackers." I'm like, "Ooh, she pissed?" He's like, "You should probably tell me where the rest of them are."
It's like, I don't want to hear about this for the rest of the night because I didn't.
Was she pissed?
She was annoyed. And
if they
she thought, like, when she opened something up, she heard a pop and she thought it was like a light bulb going off or something.
Okay.
Somewhere, like, or something. I don't know.
Well, you know what you should have tried, Cole, is the mustard pack under the toilet seat.
I've never known that one. So, I'm going to have to try that. I get it. Okay. I get what you do.
I want to read this thing because it's really, really funny. It comes from Reddit, and this guy apparently had sat on at his workplace in his office, had sat on the toilet seat, popped the mustard packet all over the place, and he wrote this note to any future mustard packet placers. He says, "To the asshole who put the mustard packets under the toilet rim, nothing in this world would give me more pleasure than finding out who you are, digging up your childhood pet and beating you with its corpse. Somewhere between wiping mustard off my balls and removing the yellow my now yellow boxers, I realize the injustice cannot go unsettled. For the rest of your life and your most private moments, know that I am the only thing preventing a dysfunctional veteran from waterboarding you with mustard."
That's kind of awesome.
So,
what if that kid's or the guy's childhood pet was a hamster?
You'd have to beat him a lot harder then,
I guess.
Oh, yeah, a few more times. But that is a great prank to pull on something.
Can you? Yeah, I've heard of that for a while, and for some reason I've never done it. And you gotta put it under like the two nodes, on each side.
I work with
Do
this
you
old
open it a little bit, or will it
no,
it'll
explode
it
should when the force of 150 pound person sits on the. It's just going to explode. You get a tiny little 90 pound girl sit on it. It's still gonna shoot out.
I don't think it would be as effective.
We get that live. What? You put a little 90 pound girl on it, it's still gonna shoot out.
You know it. But I don't know. I could definitely see it like. If it was the right angle, like definitely splattering it against your ball sack.
Yeah. That's true.
Fucking hell. Anyway, sounds like we have a pretty short news cycle.
Oh, should we even bother?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Cole says we got some news, so we'll hit some news.
It's already playing. You
Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all
Why
day
do you
long.
Always turn that shit up so
Elijah
damn low?
Kirby.
I kind of picture. I guess I had this image in my head
so
where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls like, and right away.
And cheeseburger. Cole lies on sports.
Fucker.
I'm just gonna tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole. What are you afraid? Are you upset we called you Dick Cheeseburger on the airline?
No, I was wondering Well, I just said he had a whole list of grievances from the last podcast because he wasn't there. So we'll have to hear it.
Hopefully, it's a top 10 list.
Hopefully. Hey, I got news this week since I don't have much for anything else. I got a new fish.
Oh, yeah? Did the old one die?
No, it was weird because I was really concerned because this little guy, the one we have, was just hanging out at the bottom of the tank.
I'd never really look at your fish. So what are they, like beta fish?
No, they're goldfish. Blackmore goldfish.
Okay.
So they're just hanging out at the bottom of the tank, the one guy was. And he was really stressed out, it seemed like, and he just wasn't swimming around or eating or anything.
Okay.
So we thought he was going to die. So we were preparing for the worst.
Yep.
And then we thought, well, let's get him a friend and see if that cheers him up. Fuck, there's peas in the pod, just swimming around, doing their thing.
Huh.
So if you have a sad fish, folks, just get another fish.
Especially if it's a beta fish. Get a second beta fish.
And if your marriage is failing, just have another kid.
Yeah, do that. Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Two 15-year-old girls killed themselves and their families are trying to get Netflix to stop shooting the second season of 13 Reasons Why.
My God.
Wow, Cole. Way to rip right into it.
Wow.
I'm just taking the Band-Aid right off.
Yeah.
Right off!
Okay, so Dr. Drew was on, like, probably a few months ago.
Dr. Drew?
You know, Dr. Drew from Loveline.
He was on what?
What? Kevin and Bean. Oh, okay. Radio station.
Oh,
and okay. They were talking about the show and stuff. And somebody asked, like, do you think, like, that would actually cause somebody to maybe commit suicide? Like, I don't remember verbatim, but he said, yeah, like, with certain shows or these instances, yeah, it happens. Like, when Kurt Cobain killed himself, there was a rash of suicides after that. It just happened, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know. Having a show about it, I don't know. Like, having a show, Halloween, is that going to make somebody go out and murder people? I don't know.
Maybe a few. But again, it's an art form, and I don't know. It just doesn't seem like, I don't know.
Netflix isn't going to cancel it, but I do feel bad for their parents. They're probably just looking for, they just...
Right, they're lashing
they
out.
They want to know why.
But do you think, like, the kids
did this and shit?
Well, yeah, I mean, did the kids leave 13 Reasons Why?
I don't know.
You know?
Probably not.
Maybe.
Never
and maybe
know.
All these other kids are like, what the fuck? I don't have a tape player. Or maybe like maybe they did on like CD or maybe like a digital thing. You know? Here's a little thumb drive. Pass it around.
There you go.
13 Reasons Why.
Tape player.
Right. Podcast.
Oh! Oh!
Why the Last Man may actually get a TV adaptation on FX. The writer of the comic book.
Oh, FX, really?
The writer of the comic book, Brian K. Vaughn, and some dude named Michael Green will write the pilot. Michael Green is going to be the showrunner, and he is... he isn't. But if the show gets picked up by FX, it's going to be produced by the people who produced The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Okay. It was a very good
That's
show.
That's pretty cool.
The show
is very well done.
I don't mind that it's going to be on FX. Like, to me, that's like a different version of AMC. You know, they have pretty good shit on their pretty good content on their show. Did you watch any of that Justified that I borrowed you last night?
No, not yet.
Okay, but yeah, you'll watch that and you'll be like, oh, I could see a show like Why the Last Man.
But the thing is, it's like when I first heard, because Why has been passed around, I think, movie studios and I think maybe even HBO or something like that at a time. And so it's been passed around. I think it deserves or should be like an R-rated type thing.
A TVMA. I do not want a movie of that.
But
that
I think
comic.
If they did, like, but same thing with Preacher. But if they do, like, what AMC is doing with Preacher, with Why, then I'm happy.
Well, and the guy who writes the comic will be writing the guy who wrote the comic will be writing the pilot, so I don't think they're going to veer too far from the original content.
That's pretty cool. Oh, Jesus. Did we not talk about this a few weeks ago?
We did, but I told Taylor we don't have to take you seriously.
And no swearing. Where's the swear jar?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, this is a Christian podcast.
Just because I said it doesn't make it so.
So,
rude.
I guess I do have another piece of news. Apparently, Ken Ham. The creationist extraordinaire.
Don't know him.
He's a super Christian guy, and he listens to our podcast. We are a Christian podcast.
Wait, what? He listens to our podcast?
I don't know.
Well, then why would you say it?
I'm assuming he does.
Why are you always fucking making shit up?
This is the news. So apparently he's opened this theme park. It's not really a theme park, but he wants to compete with Disney. And this opened up last year. He said he'd have 2 million visitors to his theme park in the first year. And all he has built is an ark. A literal arc.
So it's a theme arc.
It's a theme arc.
Theme arc.
he wants to rival Disney with this thing that people can just go and look at. And it's been open for a year, I guess. We should have covered it last year because I had no idea that this thing was opened already. But the thing cost $100 million to build. And
Noah built an arc with just his goddamn kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it only took him like 10 years. What's up with these guys? Taking 2,500 man hours.
What a dickbag.
But apparently they've only got like 650,000 visitors so far this year. far short of the 2 million that they were anticipating. But if we want to make a trip to Kentucky, it's only going to cost us $40 to get in. Or we could go with the multi-day pass for
$99. If I wanted to go to Kentucky, I'm sure I could find something better to do than go see a fucking boat on land.
It's pretty impressive.
I don't even like boats in the water. Why would I want to go see one on land?
Is Kentucky by Idaho or Iowa?
Ohio.
It's in the south. I think it's north Alabama.
Tennessee.
It's like right over Tennessee. It's in the same fucking area. Shut up. I've got a map in front of me.
It is a shithole. And for our Kentucky listeners, I'm sorry that you live there. All right, Cole.
Way to just straight up be a dick. We actually might have a listener.
And you know
there.
What? To our Japan listeners, you the real MVP. You the real MVP.
Yeah, how the fuck did we get so many Japanese listeners in like less than a month?
I think it's because of our killer accents.
Really?
Well, it's your killer impression. Go ahead.
I have no killer impression, and I'm not doing the Seinfeld one again.
Okay.
Rick and Morty will premiere this month on July 30th. It's going to be 10 episodes long.
Yes!
Dan Harmon, one of the producers of the show, said there's a possibility of a fourth season, but did not guarantee it.
There's going to be a fourth season.
Cool.
It took them a while to write this one, and there's been weird rumors.
Yeah, it took them
rumors.
A long while.
People were like saying that him and the other creator were arguing. He says that's bullshit. They weren't really arguing. It was just, it took them a long time to write it. So,
well, the thing is, they're probably working on other projects.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ.
Like, we might have a break a little bit. we're all, like, I'm looking at, like, all of us, and we are moist.
So you guys did see the first episode of the third season, though, that they put out on April Fool's Day. That was awesome.
It was great. So I wonder if they will just start with that, or if they would give us, like, that one and
I believe they're going to start with that and then go on to the next one.
They're like, you should have seen this fucking episode already.
Wally West will not become the Flash this season on The Flash.
Okay.
Kid Flash will not become the actual Flash.
So Thurston won't be The Flash?
No.
Fucker.
Yeah, so that's just the way that is. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't really care either. We'll find out. We'll find out when it starts.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. It's just some little piece of news that I don't have any follow-up for, so.
That's right. Cool.
Last piece of news, and then I'm pretty much done for the damn day.
then he's out of here. It's just you and me, Taylor.
Okay. Superman. It is possible and rumored that Warner Brothers is trying to make a Superman adaptation of the Red Sun graphic novel. So if you don't know what that is, Superman Red Sun is if Superman had fallen to Earth 12 hours later, he wouldn't have landed in Smallville, Kansas. He would have landed in communist Russia. And or 12 hours earlier or later, and then so he grows up as a communist Russian. He's actually not that bad.
No, he still has a good heart.
He's still got a good heart. He actually becomes the leader of the communist party at one point. Lex Luthor is kind of the guy. Lex Luthor becomes the president of the United States. They're locked in a cold war against each other. Semi cold war. They do kind of fucking fight each other here and there. It's a great book. And it was very, very cool. And hopefully they do make a movie out. They're trying to make a movie adaptation of this. And
I don't know. That's crazy. Like, it would be cool. I think they should. And just cast a different person. And why not? You know? Like, we still have the DCU. Or DC...
Just yeah.
Wait, you're talking. You're not talking like an animated movie. You're talking about a movie,
actual movie. Yeah, wow. That would be crazy awesome.
So so far, Mark Millar, the guy who wrote Kick-Ass and Wanted and Kingsman, he wrote this story. He's not really interested, but he hasn't ruled the idea out.
That's because I think he's still a little butthurt about Civil War. He wasn't happy with that.
I think he's also a little butthurt about Wanted. They didn't really follow.
Yeah, I thought they were going to make a sequel and try to make things right, but.
Nope.
They couldn't make a sequel to that and still make it right. It just wouldn't work. It was so far off from the actual book.
Sure.
But anyway, I got bit by something on the back of my neck the other day, and I got the biggest fucking bump on the back of my neck. I hope there's pus in it. Will you pop
squeeze
it for
the
me
shit out
afterward?
Of it? Yeah. There are videos of like people popping pimples and zits and like all sorts
of weird
shit.
I don't know who watches
shit.
That
my
shit.
My wife
I don't
does.
Know, but,
Dr. Pimple Popper. I don't know.
Yes, that's what, like
there's
people
a site
love
for
it
called
yes.
that?
Well, it's a YouTube channel.
That's disgusting.
I'm going to subscribe you to it.
No, you're going to go fuck yourself.
These freakish people that watch this like find it satisfying and
I think we need to stop for a little bit so I can think about something
else. Honestly,
let's pause because I'm sweating my balls.
I just took a drink of my beer and it tasted like pop pimples. So.
This week's episode of Comic Can Koozie is brought to you by Snack Time.
What did we end with?
A pimple. Okay. A pimple pop. So
whatever. Right. Let's just go into the sports music.
Basically, my sports news. Only like some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only like soccer when they yell and go. It's sports with Cole. Don't shit your shorts. It's just Cole on sports. Golf is not a sport.
You better have some good, you better have some good sports news, Cole, because next week.
It's sports.
Actually, the song with the farts and the shit noises is very appropriate for the sports news today.
Oh, boy.
Last week, while we were doing the podcast, the UFC was doing a big event. And Justine Kish lost a unanimous decision on Sunday to Felice Herrig. But in the third round, when she's kind of getting controlled on the ground, I think she was in a rear naked choke. Shit herself all over the ring. There was poop coming out of her out of her shorts and smearing across the ring. She finished the fight, and then the next day, she was kind of embarrassed. The next day, she tweeted, "I am a warrior, and I will never quit. Hashtag shit happens. Ha ha, be back soon."
Nice.
Apparently, Dana White thought it was funny and liked the way she handled herself.
We're going to have more of our athletes shit themselves.
Apparently, because she just handled it with like a sense of humor, he gave her a discretionary bonus. Also for fighting out of the choke that she was definitely
going to get. Wait, she got a bonus for shitting herself?
And for being not a,
that's kind of
a
awesome.
Little crybaby about
I'm gonna
it.
Try that at work.
Yeah, you should. You should just shit yourself at work.
Just right in front of the manager.
And then
I'm surprised that doesn't
tweet
happen
about
more
it the next
often,
day.
Though.
Actually, it's not the first time that's actually happened. Tim Sylvia shit himself in the middle of a fight and still wound up beating the other guy. I think maybe by a knockout.
Maybe the guy.
That was a long time ago. I don't remember.
So you could say
there was a fighter who one time shit himself and then. Gained top control and then like was like trying to put it near the other fighter's face.
Right.
That was a Japanese event, I think.
Of course. So.
I've never been fucking in a real fight, but I imagine I would shit myself like every time I'd get like.
Dude, you shit yourself every time a door slams too hard.
So right. we
there was one time somebody put me in like a chokehold and chipped my teeth, but. But I didn't shit myself.
Never let it live it down. Would you say, Cole, that she got the shit kicked out of her?
Yes, literally. She literally got the shit kicked out of her. So you got to do the regular song next week. Because that was awesome.
Nah, that is kind of awesome.
Romeo's version is too good.
Yeah.
I just love listening to it.
I'm saying you have to do Romeo's version next week. You can't do one of your own dumb versions.
No, I will never. It's too good. Like, you could never top that. Anyway.
All right. So all right. Moving on to wrestling.
Oh, wrestling.
Yes.
Yes, sir. We promised you a great main event here tonight.
Hey, Classy, make up champions.
WrestleMania.
Hulkamania is running west.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck. Oh.
Someone's got a birthday.
What the hell are you guys doing?
Someone's got a birthday.
Elijah, it's your birthday.
No, it isn't. It is not Elijah's birthday. Would you stop playing that?
What is your birthday, Elijah, officially? Just so people can write
it. He doesn't like telling us. He's not going to say it on the goddamn podcast.
Since I know it's in July, and I know it's a few days away.
Yeah.
It's like a few weeks away.
Anyway, you know how I'm just the greatest gift giver ever?
Oh, you are phenomenal. You are notorious.
And you know how I gave Cole... I didn't give Cole a present. Or you a present for your birthday.
Okay.
This year, I got a birthday present for you both.
Okay.
I hope you're ready for it.
Okay.
And the reason I had to play the wrestling music was for this reason.
You know, my birthday was a few months back and his is a few weeks away.
There you go, Cole. This one's for you. This one's for you.
Oh, is that a t-shirt, Cole? Nature boy.
Woo!
World heavyweight champion, 16-time Ric Flair, the nature boy.
And this one, one's for Elijah.
All right, let's see here.
There you go,
boys.
Happy
that
birthday.
That is actually awesome.
You got a Rowdy Roddy Piper. Yes. Hot Rod t-shirt.
Yeah,
I like his quite a bit. I might turn mine into a work shirt. Like, not at work. I do like the shirt. It's awesome. But I've been getting away from wearing a shirt with designs, you know?
Well,
I don't really wear white shirts, but I'm going to wear the shit out of this
fuck
one.
Fuck yeah, man. Get it sweaty and
dude,
all
these,
that.
Dude, this pit right here is going to be so yellow.
Fucking A. But
I
wasn't
going to
get you the same shirt, Cole.
Thank
the
you,
same
sir.
Shirt. No, I? No. I, well, it's like not that we don't have enough of the same fucking shirts already.
That's true. You guys could have been hot rods together.
We could be we could be twins at least three times a week.
There you go.
Yeah, we could.
No, but I will wear this. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Jesus,
Elijah, stop it.
Suck. They'll never know who burps. So there you go. Have a wrestling shirt. Wear it on your birthday, Elijah.
Is that it for wrestling?
That's it for wrestling.
Dude,
news.
Did you get him a matching kilt?
I should have.
We'll just get him a flannel dress.
Next year, I'm going to get you a Roman Reigns vest, though, Cole.
No. Never. Actually, woo! So, we are moving on to celebrity deaths, which this song... We could use every week for celebrity deaths because it'd be pretty goddamn funny. But we're actually playing it for a reason. Gary DiCarlo, the man who co-wrote and sang this song, died this past week. The song is often sung at sports events when the visiting team is getting the shit kicked out of them. And it actually was started by the Chicago White Sox. The Chicago White Sox would be at home, and they'd be beating the crap out of a different team. And in the ninth inning, the organist would start playing this song, and the fans would start singing it as the other team would have to go home in shame with a loss.
Do you think that's a bit mean-spirited?
Yeah, but it's funny as hell. People sing this at political rallies. Like, if a protester is being escorted out by security, they'll start singing it to mock the protester.
Maybe they should start doing it at funerals.
Well, they should do it at this guy's funeral for sure.
You'd almost have to.
I got a really funny story about this. My cousin Brooks, he's a great kid, but when he was younger, he was a very competitive kid. And I'm talking about like six. And anytime we were playing cards and someone got beat out of the game, he'd start singing this to them.
Bart?
Sorry. He'd start singing this song to them. And once he got beat out of the game, everybody in the room started singing it to him.
Did he cry?
Oh, he cried really hard.
What a little bitch.
He was six, asshole.
Oh, still
but it was
a bitch.
Pretty funny. We can keep playing this song because there's other dead people, too.
Let's do it. Right, who else on. Died?
Michael, I don't even know how to say this because it's
Jackson.
Swedish, but Michael Nyquist, I guess. He's a Swedish actor, best known for playing. Michael Blomqvist, the male lead from the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series. He also played Kurt Hendricks in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. And
oh, okay.
Viggo Terrison, the head bad guy from the John Wick movie.
Yeah.
He was only 56 years old, died of cancer. Good actor. Very good actor.
Wow. Crazy.
This is the big one for me. Dave Semenko. He died at 59 of pancreatic and liver cancer. He was a Canadian hockey player. He was the last player to score in the World Association of Hockey before it became part of the NHL. But his team lost the game to the Edmonton Oilers. His team was the Edmonton Oilers. They lost to the Jets in Game 6 of the Avco Cup. That was their version of the Stanley Cup. He was a really tough dude. He would get into a lot of fights as an enforcer. He was an enforcer for Jari Kurri, Paul Coffey, Mark Messier, and Wayne Gretzky. And all of those players became Hall of Fame players. They all made the Hockey Hall of Fame. This guy once fought Muhammad Ali in an exhibition boxing match.
I thought you were going to say in a hockey fight.
In a hockey fight, he probably would have won. They fought to a draw, but most people who've seen it just thought that Muhammad Ali was just playing with the dude. But the balls on this fucking guy to get into a ring with Ali, even if it's an exhibition fight.
Right.
It's fucking...
Same with Superman.
Yeah, Superman. The balls on that guy to get into a ring with Muhammad Ali.
That guy.
No, he won the Stanley Cup twice, 1984 and 1985. He won those both being an enforcer for Wayne Gretzky.
The enforcer.
And he also was a pretty decent hockey player. So, anyway, sucks for that guy, but hey, goodbye.
Hey. Goodbye.
So we will be.
That was it? What about Smith Hart?
Oh, the fucking wrestler. Yeah. I didn't care.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Bret Hart. Right. Owen Hart's already dead.
Owen Hart?
Yeah.
What happened?
He fell for somebody.
I love that guy. Holy shit.
He fell from Vince McMahon's ego and died.
Wow.
That was pretty sad. That was a sad day. I had a buddy that was actually at that pay-per-view.
Jolene, you get your fat ass back in here. It's time for the trailers. It's time for trailer trash.
Hell yeah.
I see you made a new intro.
I did.
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, it's not just...
I see you just picked your nose.
I used to call it...
Did you wipe that on your shirt? Where did that go?
On Elijah's... foot.
You better watch out, that might harden. You'll cut yourself later.
Oh, I just say you didn't have much, but I do have something I want to bring up because I saw it in a trailer.
Okay.
And it's the Spider-Man. I saw the new trailer, which we saw Transformers, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But I noticed that Spider-Man's suit in this movie is like an Iron Man suit. How do you feel about this? Is this something that's normal?
That was something from the comics.
Is it?
It was only from... he did make him a suit, but it was sort of like a Doc Ock kind of thing where he had things out the side.
Extra arms coming out of the side, like four extra arms. Right. It doesn't look the same as in the comic.
Right. But, it looks way different.
But it makes sense because
he did make him
one. He made him a suit after Spider-Man joined his side in Civil War. So this is just after Civil War. It makes sense.
My question now is, like, what's the point of being a superhero if you've got a super suit? That kind of bugs me, but we'll see.
The suit doesn't have the power. It just adds to his power.
Like everything. It's like an everything suit. Like, he has a fucking parachute. He's got wings. He's got, everything.
I haven't seen the goddamn movie. Maybe part of the movie is that it's not the suit. It's the fucking dude inside the suit that is the hero. You have to watch the movie.
A lot of it's reminiscent from the comics anyway. All right. So, Ditko, you know, the web. Under the armpits.
Sure.
I get that sometimes. But I trim.
Yeah, you're being too critical for a guy who doesn't really fucking read these things.
Well, I'm just wondering, because I'm like, this seems like he's got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit more than I thought, but I'm fine with it.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's my same... What keeps going off?
Thursday wants to stay the night at somebody's place, and I said yes, and now he's groveling. He said, thanks, Papa.
Oh, that's kind of weird. I'm going to start calling my pop Daddy.
I'm going to start calling Elijah
Dude,
Pop.
I hate Daddy. People from the South. I was bitching about this the other day when they're like, they're talking about like old like senators like that are from the South. Yeah, my daddy used to say.
I was going to save this for later, but I want to bring it up now.
Okay.
I went to Medora this weekend. Horrible time.
Of course it is.
If you're from out of state and you come in Medora, unless you really like musicals and or you come to North Dakota, unless you really like musicals, stay away from Medora. It's a tourist trap. It's a spot you stop at to gas up in before you go camping in the Badlands. You know,
there's no reason
to stay in Medora for more than an hour and a half.
What if I want a shot glass?
Fine, go get it. It doesn't take you an hour and a half, dipshit.
I've camped in the park before, so the park is actually cool.
The park is cool, but like Medora is a tiny town.
Yeah.
And it's not part of the park. I mean, it's the entrance to the park, but it's not the park.
Well, great, there go Medora listeners.
But yeah, unless you really like musicals, there's no reason to go. I went because my cousin from Wyoming was at... You remember Kat Perkins? She was a contestant on The Voice like a few years back. She's from Scranton, North Dakota.
Oh, let's get her on the podcast.
Yeah.
After I start talking, she's not going to want to be on it. Okay.
Oh.
So
you talk to her?
No, but I'm going to talk, and then if she does ever listen, she's never going to want to be on this podcast.
It's a Christian podcast, though. Just remember that.
So just what I'm saying is, so my cousin was at this camp that she's throwing for kids to help them get more confidence in their singing and shit, right?
Right.
So he's from Wyoming. I haven't seen him for like 2 years. I went out to see him. It's the same cousin that we ran into in California, like accidentally.
Weird.
Just happened to know that I was in California, so they hit me up and they're like, "Hey, where are you?" I'm like, "San Diego."
Oh, yeah,
they're like,
right.
"We're in L.A." I'm like, cool. Let's meet up. I'm like, all right, Laguna Beach. I'll be there tomorrow. So we met halfway, you know. It was a fun time. Cool. But anyway, so now I see this. I go up to see him out in Medora.
Mm-hmm.
And he does his little bit, his singing thing. And that was cool. It was great. But then after all the kids were done singing, then Kat Perkins comes up and she does like a small little concert, you know.
Was it awesome?
It was okay. She's a great singer, but it was her covering. She did one original with the kids, and then the rest was all covers of like Dolly Parton and
Jolene, get your fat ass back in here. Oh, different song.
But she did Dolly Parton. God damn it, there was two other big ones, and now Patsy Cline, and the third one is escaping me.
How old is this cousin?
He's like 13, I think.
13. You should see if he ever wants to cover Romeo's.
Just hold on, man. Just let me... Instead of saying stupid shit, can I just finish a fucking story for one time without you guys saying dumb
once.
Shit?
Just one time. Taylor, this is your one time. Go ahead, Cole.
All right. So anyway, she does all these songs, but in between she does this talking. Like, oh, I'm doing this song because of this. She kept referring to her dad as my daddy.
Ugh.
So many times. It was so annoying. Plus, she ended almost every little speech she said with, "Make some noise!" And it's like, man, that shit doesn't get annoying very fast after the third or fourth time hearing it.
You had a few beers, I think.
I should have had a few beers, but I was too goddamn fucking hot to be drinking in the middle of the day.
Ugh, that sounds like a terrible time, going to Medora to listen to some North Dakotan sing about...
No, she's got a great voice. I wish she would have done some original shit.
That's what I don't get about like country music. I know you're a big country fan and you love it, but like, there's a southern thing, and people from North Dakota will like mimic that accent.
No, I don't want to mimic that accent.
But they do, and like to call someone your daddy. You're from here. We don't say that.
No,
we don't say that.
But I mean, that's the thing is, I can listen to everything. I can listen to Motown Detroit stuff in moderation. I can listen, and I don't feel the need to talk like I'm from Detroit. I can listen to country. I don't feel the need to talk like I'm from the South. I can listen to hip hop. I don't need to act like I'm some tough ass gangbanger. You know,
right?
I can listen to a little bit of everything and still be who I am.
Can I tell you something about the road trip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm now a huge fan of Beyonce.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I love it.
You're one of the single ladies, huh?
Oh, man. Not that song, but like Lemonade and like...
See, that's one of the songs by her I'm not a fan of, is that it's just too long and drawn out, like the R. Kelly's In the Closet bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that shit sucks.
You know, honestly, I don't have any guilty pleasures lately, so... You guys are just a couple of weirdos, I guess.
All right. You want to move on to some TV stuff?
Yes, I sure
do.
All right. Let's do it, babe. Oh, no.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, wait. I got a good TV one. Let me do the TV one. I really like this song, too. Speaking of Motown, here
am
you go.
Am I editing some of it?
No, it'll probably be me. So let's hear the TV reviews. What do we got?
Bing, 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 bing.
Well, Preacher, we all watched Preacher this
Preacher!
Week.
Preacher!
Me and Taylor actually watched it last week right after the podcast was over. And then came back the next day and watched the second episode.
That was cool that they did that.
It was cool. They did, instead of doing two episodes back-to-back, they did one right after one day right after the other. But it was kind of weird that they put them out both so close together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had to go back and watch it with Elijah again, at least the first episode. I had a really hard time hearing what was going on here at your place.
It's so hot in here, we got to turn the AC on, that's why.
No, it was just...
Were you drunk?
No, he was playing it over his like surround sound stuff, and too much of the background noise was coming up. I don't know if it's a surround sound,
but... fucked up, because Taylor doesn't know how to run sound.
There was too much background noise coming up... Over well, fine. It was the TV. It was
okay.
The background noise was too high. I could not hear what they were actually saying at some points. You know.
Sure.
So I was having a rough time with. I have a hard time watching TV at your house every now and again because of that. Sometimes when we watch the pay-per-views,
what are you trying to say, Cole?
No, it's not your fault. It happens at Josh Winter's house and this friend that I will murder if I ever see him again. So
right, that guy. Friend.
Yeah, or
frenemy.
Ex-friend.
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 So, Preacher, anyway. The show itself was fantastic.
It was great.
It was directed by Seth, too.
I definitely...
Both episodes were.
I definitely liked the how it was directed. It was...
Yeah.
The cinematography in it was really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. That car chase at the very beginning of the first episode, he purposely shot that shitty because they didn't have a lot of time. Like, with the... making it look like the film was scratched and old and stuff. They didn't have enough time to shoot it properly, so he made the film look old. And so if there were mistakes, you wouldn't notice them very well. And it was a good choice. It was like watching a Tarantino movie, sort of.
Yeah, it was. It was
and
really
fucking
cool.
Fucking gory as shit.
Dude, this started off strong, too.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Dudes were getting blown away left and right. It was gay porn
and
all over
again. And when people were not getting blown away,
right.
It was so goddamn funny.
Yes. It was.
There was
very, very funny.
Really subtle hints. Like foreshadowing hints, like how far have you gotten in that comic book? Did you get past the part where they met his family?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so remember that when he got in trouble, they would often put him in a coffin
in a water,
and it had a tube that would come up so he could get air, but they'd leave him down there for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, they mentioned that side of his family that did that shit to him. And he gets this dark look on his face, and in the background, a little fish, a fish aquarium, has a chest, a gold chest that opens up, and a bunch of bubbles come coming out of it. But the gold chest kind of looks like a coffin.
Sure,
I was like, that's some really good foreshadowing of shit that might happen later on in the TV series.
And and how about Tulip having to siphon the gas?
Oh, that was gross and hilarious.
That was pretty funny.
Gross.
She looked kind of like the Joker too for a little bit.
A little bit, but yeah, the Santa Killer's coming through just fucking shit up like left and right.
There's a lot of parts that don't line up with the comic book, but the spirit from the comic book is still there. You know what I mean?
I would say so.
And that's kind of the important thing.
Yeah. I'm wondering like if that scene with the Santa Killer shooting the cops was like one of the scenes from the comics where they actually had like a helicopter and stuff and he's blowing everything.
It's possible.
So.
And like in the comic, it was actually a little more epic. But even though like this was graphic, like in the show, it was really cool. So
right.
I'm wondering if that was that and then now we're past that.
It might have seemed less epic in the... in the show because it's a TV show and it only lasts so long. But when it, with the comic, you can stare and just be like, catch all the details of like what's going on and what's all totally messed up. I like one of my favorite things from the show was those two people he told to hold hands. The two cops. One of them got his arm blown off, and the other one would not let go of his hand until he died. That was nuts. So
crazy.
And then what was nuts? The guy who sprained his nuts.
Oh, with the mace.
Oh, I should have done that out there.
You should have. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Too bad you didn't have the word. You couldn't use it.
Yeah, I got the word.
But I don't know. I also liked I liked Tulip, like trying to rein Jesse back, saying, you know, hey, maybe you shouldn't be using the word so much.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that aspect of it. And then that one lady just gets shot pretty much for no reason. Well, because Cassidy was fucking around with that one guy.
Oh, that angel?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, what's his name?
No, not that. The lady who runs the strip club.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking around with the bodyguard. Yeah. That was in the first episode. And then, you know, she gets shot. And I like how the Saint of Killers is following
the word.
The word. Like, yeah, he knows when people, you know, have been touched by it. But I don't know. Is that the first episode recap pretty well? Was there anything else?
Yeah, the first two episodes, basically. Yeah.
Right.
We're done? No, we need to talk about the second episode.
We don't really have to go too far into the second one, though. I mean, we're going to kind of spoil the shit out of the show.
It was good, though. I just wanted to bring up, like, the between Cassidy and the angel, whatever his name
DeBlanc?
Was.
No, that's Fjor.
Oh, the little Fjor, yeah. Friendship that they had going on there for a minute.
That's pretty good.
The binge? And then I thought it was funny, too. He called him DeBlanc, I think, at first, and then he got pissed off. He's like, and my name is not DeBlanc.
And then he gave him heroin, but he died right away. He's like, whoop, might have been too much.
That was awesome. I'm going to miss them. Yeah. Now that they are dead, but who knows? Maybe they'll be back.
Fucking spoilers, dude. Some people
have
not seen
the show. We just spoiled
the
first episode.
So parts of it. Very few and far between.
We pretty much spoiled the shit. And, you know, in the comic book, Jesse was able to use the word against the Saint of Killers.
Yeah. That's why I was saying, without giving it away.
Oh, well.
What
are we supposed to do? Just hold their hands cold, the listeners' hands.
Give them a week and a half to fucking watch the damn thing.
No, we're going to keep up. If we're keeping up on this, we're going to be talking about it.
All right, fine. Whatever.
Well, it's been almost a week. I mean, by the time like this one airs, the third one's out. So
yeah, exactly. Shit.
Yeah.
Is that on right now?
That'll be on tomorrow, I think. It's on Mondays.
Is it? I thought it was Sunday.
I thought it was Sunday, too.
Last year was Sundays. This year's Mondays.
Well, shit.
It's taking Better Call Saul's time slot, I think, so.
Okay.
But all right. Anyway.
Movie. Did you go?
Yeah, well, I got to play the movie music.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
I was hoping Uncle Vinny would have wrote in a review for us, but did a review, but he did not. That's okay. I'll just do the reviews myself, I guess, this week. Saw three. Boom, boom, boom.
Three goddamn movies in a week.
Yeah,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know. Still using the movie pass.
Did you see Baby Driver yet?
No, I did not.
Okay. I want to go see
I'm
that.
Waiting for you. So I went to 47 Meters Below, the one that Uncle Vinny wanted to go to but didn't get to. So I thought, hey, I'll go check that one out. Then Elijah and I went on Friday to see Transformers.
That shit's out.
Yep. And then we saw Beguiled yesterday. So we'll talk about all those. First one, 47 Meters Below, starring Mandy Moore and a bunch of Mexicans, really was not that great.
It wasn't that great?
Dude.
It's a shark movie. I told you to stop holding it.
So, Shallows we went to last year.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was dumb, but it wasn't bad.
It wasn't awful. There was only a couple of dumb parts, and that was at the end showing the way the shark was attacking, and that was the only beef I had with it, but
this one, man, this one was bad.
But my thought was that, like, this movie was in production, and another company was like, oh, hey, they got a star. They're making another shark movie.
Yeah.
This might, it probably has a decent director. Let's make our own shark movie. And, you know, a year later, they come out with whatever they had.
Sure.
That happens. Like, remember, there's movies that just, like, I don't know how this works in Hollywood, But they make like movies
like Armageddon and the other movie that
the
they
Core.
Made. No, it wasn't no, the Core. But it was the other one with the rocks falling from the sky and shit.
It was.
And then
another,
they happen to make Tombstone and Wyatt Earp the same year.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do this all the fucking time. It's like, does somebody have one original idea, and then like another company is like, oh, they're gonna make that movie. We've got to make
our
movie.
Well, I think it's gonna be like one a year. We'll see. Like maybe Shark Summer movies. I don't know. But anyway, this one was so bad. You got Mandy Moore. She's breaking up with her husband.
Are you saying Mandy Moore?
Mandy Moore.
I thought you were saying Emmanuel Moore. I was like,
Emmanuel
Moore?
No, Mandy Moore.
Well, and
Mandy
you also Moore. Said, and a bunch of Mexicans. So
and
I
a bunch
maybe
of Mexicans.
There was somebody named Emmanuel
Emilio
Moore.
Emilio Estevez. No, no, I'm sorry. They were not in this movie. So, I don't know. This chick breaks up with her boyfriend or her husband, whatever. She goes down to Mexico with her sister. Her sister is a trained scuba diver, right? Mandy Moore's sister is a trained scuba diver. Somehow convinces her to go on a deep sea dive.
Right.
It's like you've never dove in your life and you're just going to go and do this? So she convinces her to do this. The winch breaks. They fall down 47 meters. And yeah, that's about it. And then they make a bunch of sex noises.
Jesus.
Seriously, if you close your eyes, you would think you're watching a porno. I'm not even lying.
But it's Mandy Moore.
But it's Mandy Moore.
I definitely got to see this then.
It's cool because my brother and I are going to go see this band in Fargo on the 29th named Dawes. The Dawes. I don't know. Robbie really likes them. And the lead singer of the band is dating Mandy Moore or is married to her. So I'm going to heckle the shit out of this guy and ask him why his wife was in such a piece of shit movie.
Yeah, that's not
this movie gets one out of five. Fuck
wow.
This movie.
That's
that is
not gonna,
shit,
that's
dude.
Not going to end poorly.
I'm
going to
get kicked out. So Elijah.
Elijah, stop it.
And I went into the movie Transformers. Elijah, what did you think?
I don't even know what happened at the end.
Dude.
I pretty much was falling asleep, which is crazy.
Was that about like an hour too long?
I watched these. I've seen all these movies, and I know I've enjoyed them here and there. Especially, I really liked the first one.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
And the rest like had their moments. This one, I don't know what happened at the end. Like for one, I was way too tired. I've been on vacation and haven't slept and whatnot.
Right.
But I don't even know what happened at the end. It was a little long.
Dude, yeah, this was like an hour and a half too long. I think it was a damn near 3-hour movie. I don't know, man. It just like at one point I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Don't they still have to go fight the big bad guy? It's like Optimus Prime was still bad at that point. It's like, and now they have to turn him good somehow,
right.
And they still have to go and fight this thing.
And then
it's
like
Jesus Christ,
and
how much longer?
And then Bumblebee all of a sudden like talks in his regular voice, and he hasn't the whole time. And then like Optimus Prime is like,
"I remember you,
my friend.
You are my friend."
But then they didn't do it. And like, what?
It's
what
funny
because
you actually kind of sound like Optimus Prime.
I'll talk like this the rest of the podcast.
Please don't.
And like in the animated movie, at least the like Transformers the movie. The bad guy was Unicron, which is an actual, like...
Unicorn.
Planet thing.
Kind of like Ego.
Right.
Unicronian.
But like...
Unicronian.
Right. And in the movie that we just watched, it's Earth.
So he will be Earth at
that
the...
That doesn't make it...
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So is he going to come out of Earth? It's fucking weird. I'll tell you what the saving grace, though, was this movie, was Anthony Hopkins was fucking hilarious in this movie. He called the two Secret Service agents dickheads.
Oh, really?
He's like, get out of my way, you dickheads. And then he calls...
Wait, Anthony Hopkins? Oh, okay, Anthony Hopkins.
Right, and then there's this point where he's on the submarine. He's telling this fat guy to move his fat ass. And I'm just laughing at that. And then his robot butler was really fucking hilarious, too.
His robot butler was pretty awesome.
Beating the shit out of the tuna fish. That was awesome.
Now, did he make that guy out of... like, Transformer DNA or anything, or...
I don't know, but it was way too long. It was a fine movie, but just
too
fucking
long. And they did make fun
long.
Of him looking like C-3PO a little bit.
A little bit. But my question is, so you know at the beginning you had like this the standoff with the kids. What was the point of that girl at all? The little girl.
Dude.
There was no point. Think about it.
And then like there was no point in that, but what about the lady, the sexual character,
the
female,
lookalike.
that look just like what's her face?
Megan Fox.
Megan
That's
Fox.
The one.
Well, like British. In some shots.
It's like, wait, what?
It was spot on. I was like, why? Like this Michael Bay. Like I know he had the beef with Megan Fox, and then like, and then he
I
brought it back
a,
for.
It's got to be a slight to
Ninja
her.
Turtles, and then.
It's got to be a
so
slight.
Weird.
It's like, a slight, dude. He's like, I can cast anybody that looks just like you, you bitch. Boom.
Yeah,
that's
so
a good way.
Up.
Dude, there that's you go. A good way to get back at somebody.
It is. I'm going to direct a movie with a guy that looks just like Cole. What celebrity? I don't know. Michael Clark Duncan. Moving on to the last
you're
gonna movie.
Dig up, you're going to roll out his old bones, huh?
The implications. Anyway, so... Call. I didn't
know. You know.
No. We got another this, movie. But the
smell on the set. Your actors are going to be complaining.
You know,
about Michael Clark Duncan not wearing enough deodorant to cover up the stench of death.
You know what's funny is like I always joke about the. Never mind. That was just the first name that came to my mind. Anyway, the last movie I went to was Beguiled with. Nicole Kidman and that Irish fuck. Colin Farrell.
Okay.
No. Colin Firth? I always get the two Colins mixed
yeah,
up.
Right.
Whatever. So, have you ever gone to a movie?
Yeah, a few times.
With the preview.
Uh-huh.
Based on a preview. You're like, I want to see this movie because of the preview.
Oh, of course.
And then the preview just does a 180. And the movie that you saw in the preview is definitely not the movie you went to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I go to this movie based... On this, the movie takes place during Civil War time. This little girl is from the South. She finds Colin Farrell, who's a Union soldier, injured on this hill or whatever. Right,
uh-huh.
So yeah. She brings him back to this house full of women.
Cool.
It's kind of a school,
right?
Right, and they're like, "Well, we'll nurse him back to health, and then we'll tell the Confederacy."
Of course.
So in the preview,
as
you
do,
see, as you do. So you see this this Colin Farrell, right? You see him.
Is it Colin Farrell or Firth?
Farrell.
Okay.
He said Irish prick, and so he likes
Yeah,
Colin
but he
Firth.
Did say Firth. I don't know.
He doesn't Farrell. Like okay. Colin Farrell.
Okay.
Total Recall, man.
Why? Is it because of his eyebrows?
Definitely. Okay. Definitely that. Right, so in the preview, you see him eating this stuff.
Uh-huh.
He's like, blah, 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 and then he falls over.
Okay.
And then the next scene, you hear him, what did you do to me? And then you see a shot of Nicole Kidman just looking all sinister.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, holy shit.
Cool.
What did she do? Well, it was definitely misleading. Totally misleading.
Yeah, yeah.
That all happens out of order. So basically, they shove him down the stairs. He breaks his leg. Gets his leg cut off because it's all fucked up. Like, I'm talking bone sticking out of skin,
cool.
Right?
Cool.
So they have to cut his leg off. He wakes up. He's like, what the fuck did you do to me?
Okay.
So he's really pissed off. And he's like really mad that they cut off his leg.
Because
he was fooling around with this girl. They shove him down the stairs, yada, yada, yada. And then they decide to poison him. Because he's throwing a fit because they cut off his leg.
Okay.
And, that was the movie. Like, It had nothing to do with them being sinister. It was just them saving their asses. So, I don't know. Not a huge fan of the movie.
You know how that guy went to Suicide Squad? And then
yeah, I'm going to sue Beguiled. I'm going to sue their asses. So that was the movie reviews for the week. Is that Thurston calling you to say, thanks, Pop, for letting me go stay with my buddies?
No, thanks, Papa.
Thanks, Papa.
Thanks, Daddy.
Thanks. Oh, Thurston should start calling you Daddy.
No.
You really should.
Dude, I'm going to start encouraging that shit.
You know, motherfuckers, we're moving on to a little segment.
I don't give a fuck about what you think. It's Taylor's 10.
We're going to wrap this shit up real fast. Where's my notebook? Here we go. Top 10, Futurama, because Futurama's getting kicked off of Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Do we know this? Everybody hear about this?
No. No.
I'm just saying. It's getting kicked out of Netflix. So I'm going to go with the top 10 side characters of Futurama.
Okay.
Number 10... Sal. Nice eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
Eyeball.
I like Sal.
The truck driver.
Yep.
He's a piece of shit. He's a nice guy, though, right?
Good, he keeps popping up, like, everywhere.
He does.
Like, throughout the whole universe.
Right.
They always run into this guy.
Number 9, if Cole would get off his phone.
Yeah.
Cole doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit. Richard Nixon.
Yep.
Bro, or whatever he says. Number 8, our favorite soap opera star,
uh-huh.
Calculon.
Yep, Calculon.
Is that the that's the robot? Is right. he like working in a hospital, or is he like a fucking priest? I don't remember.
No, he's a soap opera.
Yeah, but he works in a hospital or something.
No,
true. Bender was on his show for a minute.
Yes, he was. As
in his show, he does everything.
Number seven, Morbo.
I am Morbo.
I don't remember who Morbo is.
Morbo is the news anchor with the blonde lady.
He
hates everything.
Right.
He's great. Number six is
Scruffy.
The janitor.
The janitor.
He's awesome.
Yep.
Number five. Who would number five be? I'm going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say Leela's pet, Nibbler.
Nibbler.
Number five.
You consider Nibbler a side character, though?
Close to the.
In the beginning, yes.
Okay.
And even when he had his own episode, he didn't really have, he was basically just a pet the whole time until he had his moments. He did have his big moments, but then after that, he was still just kind of a side character.
Yeah, I guess. I'm on the fence, and I got a testicle on each side.
I felt like he was more of a driving force. Fence,
and it's painful.
I hear you.
Of the show.
I hear you.
And my ball sack is split.
Number four. Oh, sorry.
Carry on.
Number four, the very sensual Zap. Brannigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a definitely a side character. He's actually, I like Kip better, though. Zap Brannigan says all the dumb shit, but Kip's, like, dry, sarcastic bullshit afterward is kind of what makes Zap shit fly. You know what I mean?
It's so evident in the episode when he's trying to get with, what's her name?
Leela.
No, not Leela, the Asian girl.
What's her face? That's her name. What's her face?
Amy.
Yep.
And Zap's trying to give him pointers, so he gives him the book of one-liner. He's like, and you hear Kip, my favorite part of the woman is the boobies.
The breasts. Oh, the boobies.
Oh, God. And he's like, if I give you some money, what can you stand up and dance around a little? Gets slapped in the face. It's great. They're chemistry. Maybe I'll put those two together, Zap and Kip.
Yeah.
All right. Number three, Robot Devil.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh, I know somebody who has to be above Robot Devil, but Robot Devil is awesome.
Oh, God, I love the Robot Devil.
Above.
What did he say? Above Zap. You have what they call
and Robot
stupid
Devil.
Fingers.
They're so feely. Number two is Lur of the planet Omicron Persei 8.
I like Lur.
My name is Lur.
I like Lur. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm agreeing with your order, but everyone who's on here should be on the top 10.
Right.
Right, bloody good time.
Right, bloody good time. All right, who's number one?
The stabby robot.
Ooh, damn.
You said the robot devil, I thought stabby a stabby robot.
What's his name?
I don't know.
I can't remember either.
I did not watch nearly as much as you guys did.
Really? You didn't like it?
I got burnt out on it after they kept playing the same episodes over and over on Comedy Central for like fucking...
That's a good honorable mention, though. But anybody else?
Well, it's not the old smoking lady.
Oh, she's good, too. The cat lady, you mean?
No, that's...
It's
the cat
not
lady.
Bender's doppelganger.
Cat lady's from...
It's definitely not Bender's
from
doppelganger.
Simpsons. But there's like an old lady like the first guy you said. Like the truck driver.
I think she was dating somebody.
She just smokes and she's got the hanging boobs. And
it's not Ma. It's
Mom would have been a good one.
Mom.
Her. It could have been one of her sons too.
Where's her? Oh, here it is. Let's
do the drum roll.
Yeah, we should definitely. Number one.
Everybody loves Hypnotoad.
That's enough. He's like, keep it going. I'm shaking my head. No, stop it.
So there you go.
That's your number one.
Wow.
For serious.
It's a series joke. Yeah. It had to be the series
it's
joke.
It's pretty funny, though. Like, the fact that you actually used the announcement rather than saying. That was funny.
Gotta love Hypnotoad.
Yeah. I don't even know what happened in the past 5 minutes. I've been hypnotized.
Everyone loves Hypnotoad.
That's the day we happened, but my butt hurts and I'm confused.
So you guys did a podcast last week.
Yes, we did. It was a fun podcast.
How was that for you guys?
It was great. We got to make talk shit about some douchebag.
I don't know what happened. I don't remember what happened, but my butt definitely hurt after that one.
Nobody's butt hurt after that one, but after listening to it, it sounds like somebody's a little butt hurt.
Oh. No, I wasn't butt hurt. I was trying to make notes, and I can't make sense of my stuff, but when you guys were talking... Cole likes to tell stories.
He does.
And when he retells the story of a night...
Oh, I messed up.
Sometimes facts will change up. one of them was...
Your birthday.
No, the birthday night, one of them was about the pig wheel situation.
I don't remember winning.
We didn't win.
Well, you definitely don't remember tipping, Taylor.
I don't remember tipping.
Yes, we didn't tip.
Well, I got my ass kicked at Pigwheel, if I recall correctly. And it wasn't like I won a few. I just remember getting my ass
Cole,
kicked.
Cole was like, oh, we all sat down and watched Elijah lose. I played $10 on Pigwheel.
No. He brought up the part about it feels like Vegas where we sat. He was the one who brought that up. We're just standing here. Watching Elijah lose money. After you left Pigwheel, you went over to the blackjack table, and he said that, not me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
I said it feels like Vegas, but I was pretty drunk.
But then
drunk.
Also, like, you made the comment that you tipped the guy, like, after we left
because
we didn't tip enough.
What a great guy.
But why would you do that? Like, why would we tip, like...
Because you guys were winning hands, but you weren't giving out...
We ended up
any money.
Leaving with nothing.
Well, yeah, because you were just like, oh, whatever I win, I'm just going to throw it back in.
I might have left with something because I went up to the, I did exchange.
You tipped Laura a couple bucks.
I tipped Laura, but I didn't tip Joe. Yes, I did.
Liar.
No, I did. I did tip Laura. You can ask her. Maybe she'd remember. I don't know. I did. I did tip her, though.
Probably not.
Probably, I don't know.
Grody. And then I didn't give some random guy a ride home.
Oh,
afterwards.
Yeah, we were wondering. We saw him come out because he was talking to me.
Right. Some guy asked for a ride.
That wasn't my fault. That was him.
Right.
I did not give him a ride.
You
got
to talk to who you're bitching about. You got to tell them who you're bitching about.
Right. Okay. I had said, because we had gotten to the truck, and I don't remember. I saw him talking to you. I thought, Elijah's a nice guy. He gave up a ride.
Was it a dude with a scar on his cheek?
I have no idea.
No, it was. It was the same guy because Robbie said he knew the guy too. Robbie used to work with the guy.
Yeah,
and he said he saw him eating Cheetos.
That guy's an asshole. Guy's an asshole. But
this guy did try and flag me down, and I stopped. And he did ask for a ride, and I said I'm heading up this way. And he's like, well, I'm going this way. I'm like, well, too bad. Like, I'm going this way. And he's like, all right, never mind. So I left.
What a dick.
You thought, like, that I... Because I told Taylor that when I got there, I thought you were already there. But it was somebody else. There was a little case of mistaken identity.
Right. Was it the waiter?
Yes, it was.
I told you, God. Fucking asshole.
Why would you admit that? That makes you sound dumber. That dude,
why?
There was nothing in common with Taylor. That dude was a little smaller than you and had hair.
A little smaller than me.
He's
okay, maybe he's confused here because there was a guy there was just a bigger guy at the counter. I could only see his back, and that was it.
He
had a hat on, and so I just like kind of went straight back, and then. Like, I thought it was Taylor the whole time, and then I went and sat next to the guy. Yes, I thought about, like, giving the guy a slap on the back.
And saying
for some
happy
reason.
Birthday.
Yeah, right. And then I was just, like, I didn't. And then I sat down, and I was going to smile. And then I realized it wasn't you. So I ordered a drink, and that was that.
Like, you know what would have been awesome, though?
What?
If you would have said happy birthday to him, because we do share the same birthday, apparently.
So that guy?
Yes! So if you would have walked up to him and been like, happy birthday, buddy! And
but, really like, Cole, you thought, like, I'd
mistaken
him for...
Well, Taylor was telling me part of the story, and you were telling me a different part of the story, and you two were both a little under, and I was not fucking drinking that night until I got there. You guys were both telling me dumb shit stuff, and you were kind
wrong.
She was pointing at one dude, and you were pointing at another dude.
Okay.
So
you thought I mistaken Taylor for a black guy.
Yeah. With a shaved head and shoulders about the same size as Taylor's.
Which makes sense. That but, like, here's sense. The thing about me, Cole. I don't see color.
Well, and that would have made sense if you would have thought that dude was Taylor.
I only
and
see
first
size.
First of all, you're an asshole.
Because he was native and the other guy was black. It would only, make perfect sense.
I only see size in people. And
you sizeist bastard. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I wanted to straighten out a few things there. And I know there was a lot more on that last podcast, but...
Keep going, man.
No, that was like that was all I could like try and catch. So
that's all you could stomach.
Yeah, that was all I could stomach.
Oh,
rest
my
podcast.
God.
I was like, makes me almost puke in my mouth. Ooh. Actually, I just did.
I kind of have to right now, a little bit.
All right. Well,
is there
I don't
anything
know.
Else we want to talk about?
I don't.
You don't. Oh, fine.
Well, I mean, I got my final word shit out of the way earlier, even though you were interrupting me.
Yeah, that's kind of rude, dude.
Sorry. It'll never, ever, ever happen again.
Until next week.
Until next week.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Taylor Billings.
And I'm Cole Wise.
Hey, how about that that music last week? Did you get to the end? And I didn't have the right music queued up, so I just,
I think so. I don't know. What was it?
Oh. It was, like, just the beginning. It was like, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, it was dope.
I thought he was playing the disc.